All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And tomorrow night, we're going to be at Ski Dazzle.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. I mean, that's really always... We do it every year. That's really a fun place to be.
Every single year we do it.
Yeah.
And we enjoy it. That's why we do it.
Yeah, I said it, man.
You know what I get... We don't get paid...
I just can't get enough.
A dime for it.
Right.
Or an additional dime.
We do it for free.
We do it for fun. So come on down. Friday, tomorrow night, L.A. Convention Center for the big Ski Dazzle, man.
I want to thank again Dr. Sophie for coming in. You know, I got a quick analysis. I don't know if you caught that during the break, but did you see him talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the other room. I didn't hear what he said to you, but he wants...
Well, he thinks it's bad that I'm, you know, not totally honest with my physician.
How many lies do you tell your psychiatrist or psychologist?
Oh, I wouldn't want to quantify it like that. I think a lot of people, you know, but...
Is it more than 10?
Yeah. I mean, there's kind of a baseline of... that has to be met kind of every session. There's like,
so you try to BS him.
Well, for lack of a better...
He probably thinks you're in great shape.
Being totally candid, I think he thinks I'm better than I am.
He doesn't get the calls when you're, you know, crying about the dogs.
Oh, right. He does not get that. I mean, you know, because if I called, he wouldn't be there. You know what? But I have cried to his receptionist on the phone.
Is that right?
Yeah, booking an appointment. I came on one time, just picking a date and booking an appointment, I came unglued. But this Dr. Sophie.
I hate to laugh, but it is funny.
It's fine. Laugh all you want. This Dr. Sophie here is a nice guy, and he said to me, look at you. He said, you have tremendous anxiety. He said, I see that just looking at you.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what he said to me during the commercials.
You mean you wear your anxiety?
According to the doctor, you know, I have high anxiety. He said, just look at you. He said, I can just meeting you can just see the anxiety. He said, you need to take something for that.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, gang. We didn't do it at 9 o'clock because we had so many guests. But we had to really, really put together some great news stories together. So we waited to the 10 o'clock hour to treat everybody the news. With Robin, everybody.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no, mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's G.O.D.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what's in the news?
Well, a Chilean prostitute has auctioned 27 hours of sex to raise money for the country's largest charity during an annual fundraising campaign.
Whoa.
Maria Carolina became an overnight celebrity in the conservative Roman Catholic country since she's made her unusual donation to the televised charity event. And she's very proud to say she's already auctioned off 27 hours of love. Here is a clip of the telethon where American celebrity Casey Kasem went down to host the show. C21.
All right. So he's hosting the auction of the prostitute as his wife.
Yes.
Right. Wow. You're clear on that.
A conservative guy. I can't imagine him doing that, but I guess he did it.
I would think
we have
say,
the audio.
I would think he would say no to that, don't you?
Yeah, but he said yes. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. The next whore up for bids.
Are you guys...
What happened to you guys?
Are you completely lost your mind?
It's Safe Harbor.
It's not the Safe Harbor.
Oh, my God.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's not. I don't give a rat's ass if it was, you know, midnight.
It was bleeped.
By the way, Tim, I was in the room when that was recorded. I participated in that. But I assumed that, you know, all of those acts were, I mean, obviously, were going to be bleeped or something. I mean, Randy, what the hell is wrong with you tonight?
I think I might have forgot to bleep a couple of us.
Wait a minute. I got to listen back to it here.
Whoa.
I don't know what happened.
You bleeped
here,
the whole thing,
but,
don't.
Yeah, I mean, he can't.
Jesus Christ, man!
I mean, Gina goes in there and just, you know, whatever she says, whatever she thinks, you know, she wants to say, and then Randy just, you know, puts it on the air. Jesus,
I hate to ask you this because I think I already know the answer, but have you been drinking tonight?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right. We dumped it all.
All right.
But, dude.
I'll re-edit that for later.
Oh, my God.
No.
I thought that Casey Kasem was strong. I mean, I thought I did a decent job.
Casey Kasem was great. Yeah, As a matter of fact, the Casey Kasem sounds like this.
All right. Here we go. The next whore up for bids is Maria Carolina.
Thank you. I offer for the 20.
All right. And then she goes into a lot of sexual comments or descriptions that we can't air. Mm. But dude, now I gotta listen to him now before we go on the air. I always like you know
scary.
Say to you guys.
I'll just not drink before the show.
All right.
Now I did a decent Casey Kasem there, which kind
did
of,
you do Casey later on in that?
Yes,
bit?
Yes. Was he bleeped? Was Casey?
I'll scroll to it.
You know, it's okay.
I don't trust you, actually. I said some colorful stuff as Casey.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, in the production room, I say whatever I want. I know these guys, or at least I think it's going to be edited, you know, before it goes on the air, but, wow.
All right.
Come on, guys. Start your bidding now because she's got hot legs, a great ass, and two bitchin'.
All right. See, no.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin? Jesus Christ.
Yes?
Very comfortable in here, huh?
What is wrong with this crew here and this whole thing?
Wait, hold on one second. Let's stop here. Wait, stop the music.
Stop everything.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I had three beers.
Three beers. All right. And you're that buzzed on three beers?
Jeez. Earlier.
Yeah?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it does... There used to be a law.
Yeah, I think so. There used to be a time where because I got it, I applied for it. You used to have an FCC license.
I have one too.
Very well. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah,
but also on it says you can't run the board if you've been drinking.
I'm not running the board.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jerry. But Jerry's running the board. But I'm saying if you were running the board,
right.
You couldn't be drinking at the same time.
There was a time, you know, I got my license from the FCC, Tim. I don't know about you. I took great pride in it.
I did, too.
Yeah, I mean,
I have mine framed.
I mean, I was very, very honored to be licensed. And I come before you as a credentialed, licensed broadcaster. And quite frankly... All right,
let's continue with the news. Rob and everybody, let's start it over and eliminate that piece, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, if it's a little after 10 o'clock, it must be Robin with the news, everybody.
No. I couldn't believe it.
Live.
I said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Did I get some snow?
Yeah.
All right, Robin, anything in the news tonight?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Sharon Osbourne and her rock star husband Ozzy Osbourne are selling some 600 items from their former Beverly Hills mansion in a two-day auction starting on Friday in hopes of decluttering their lives and possibly pocketing up to $1 million.
So the Osbournes are having a garage sale?
A big yard sale.
Jesus Christ.
And we have some audio of the famous pair selling some of their more precious items. 021.
The Osmonds, right? Or Osbournes?
The Osbournes.
The Osbournes.
Right. All right. Osbournes having an auction. Christ almighty, yard sale.
Mr. Osbourne.
Okay.
Is this the actual bat you bit the head off of?
No, that's too much. Honey, lowball him. We don't even know if that's the real
it's
bat.
All, it's everything for sale, you know. $20, you know.
I can give it. $13.50. How about that?
$20 for the bat, you know.
Okay, give him the $20. I want the bat, darling. We'll give you the $20.
I'll say, you know, I'll give it a bat, you know. I'll say, Sharon!
Ozzy, are you selling the bat?
There you go. All right.
All right, don't those two have enough money?
You would think, I mean, to be, like, you know...
Just give the stuff away.
I think they're trying to get liquid. You know, people, they try to liquidate their stuff.
People come over and go through your crap.
You're Ozzy Osbourne.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, a politician in Thailand has been accused of trying to buy votes by handing out packets of Viagra. Sayan Nopcha, a campaigner for the People's Power Party in Bangkok, said the drug used to treat sexual dysfunction in men was being distributed to elderly male voters in social functions, but they apparently say that is not what you're supposed to be doing to garner favor. Here we have audio of a commercial backing the candidate, Sayan Nopcha, by a familiar voice, J21.
All right, J21. Here we go.
This is John from the John and Jeff Show, and I just got off a 17-hour flight to give you this very important message. When you're out there voting for the People's Power Party, you need to vote for Sayan Nopcha, because he's the candidate that cares about sexual health. He's the candidate that will give you Viagra just for voting for him. If you'd like to make a donation to Sayana Nobanja's campaign, call 888-PARTY-15. That's 888-727-8915. In Los Angeles, 520-9710. So remember, vote for Sayanda Nokracha, because he's the candidate that will give you Viagra. This is John from the John and Jeff Show, and I approve this message.
John and Jeff, rocking the third shift.
There he goes.
Wow.
Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally. Cops have now charged the R&B singer Akon with a misdemeanor in endangering the welfare of a minor and second-degree harassment.
Yeah, man.
The charges stem from an incident last June where Akon hoisted a 15-year-old onto his shoulders and flung him into the crowd. The child landed on another teen who told the local paper she was later diagnosed with a concussion. And here is audio of Akon defending himself against these and other charges. A21.
A21. A-hole?
Akon.
Just Akon. Akon, yes.
Hey, what's up? It's your Akon here. Yo, this homie's from Senegal, Africa. What's up, Senegal represent? Hey, now look in here. I didn't throw no little kid off the stage, homie. The kid came up, I simply pushed his bitch ass off. Cause it's me, it's about Akon, not some little punk ass bitch. And you know, now they trying to say that I threw this off. I didn't throw no off. Secondly, homie, I didn't dry hump no 16-year-old bitch.
All right.
You know, I ain't into that. I like women. I like aged women, aged to perfection. Yo, I didn't smack that. You know that. So don't put the blame on me, my little. Don't put the blame on me.
Right.
I ain't gonna be humping no 16-year-old bitch on stage in front of a billion fans, cause you know I Akon and I ain't gonna do that. So look at peace out. Hey, keep representing by the album. Late.
There he goes.
Tim, excuse me, Robin, for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Maybe the crew needed a night, maybe.
A night off? I don't know. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right, everybody. Congratulations.
Robin, all right. With the news.
There she goes. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, there's a big event going on in downtown Los Angeles this weekend that we're going to be talking about.
Said it, man.
And it is going to be at Club Tattoo in downtown Los Angeles, December 2nd. Just announced the Terribles. MTV's Drew Circuit Breakout, performing live. Danny Bonaduce is going to be there from the station, and so he'll be down there buzzing around.
Right.
Here's how you get tickets. He's hosting a $500 sexy bikini contest.
Yeah, that's going to be a big event there.
Yeah. 866-926-TIXX. 866-926-TIXX. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.